68 degrees.
Well, thank you once again, Mr. Scott Spears, for an outstanding weather forecast and news report here on The Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial, and of course, broadcasting online by, as I say, the power and magic of the internet at our fine, well-visited and always interesting and somewhat surprising website, WWGH1071.com. Current time, approximately 12 minutes after 9 in the a.m. on a very warm and summery Thursday morning here in Mid-Ohio. So glad to have you along with us. And if you are wondering, well, who is this person whose dulcet tones are invading my radio? Well, that's a very good question. And my name is Adam Lepp. And they call me Adam the Computer Guy. And I do many things here at this station. But what do I do on Tuesday and Thursday morning, you might ask? Well, very simple. I am the host. I am the star of the Adam the Computer Guy radio show, where we discuss technology topics, be it smartphones that aren't always as smart as we'd like them to be. We might discuss the latest latest attempts at breaking into servers and computers and email systems all over the world. Computer security, always the most important thing that we deal with in the IT business. Computer business news, a lot going on in the ride-sharing industry. We'll talk about some updates at Uber. Maybe the latest and greatest in smartphones that isn't quite as smart as we'd like them to be. And last but not least, in fact, most importantly, we take your telephone calls. Maybe your server is not serving you anything other than a headache and expense, and you're ready to throw it into the ocean. Well, if there is an ocean nearby. Maybe your printer is only printing gibberish, and perhaps your modem isn't really modulating anything at all other than your extreme frustration. Maybe you have a question about which smartphone, or maybe which rotary dial phone, if you still use a rotary dial phone, and I do on occasion, I guess, just for fun and frolic, which telecommunications device you should be purchasing. That's fine. I can go ahead and answer those questions and provide my feedback, my opinion, and of course, always a wisecracker too, just to help you along. And the phone number to call me in the studio, I'm live right now, is 740-383-WWGH, 740-383-9944. And last but not least, of course, it is middle of 2017, and by the marvels of modern technology, you not only can listen to me the old-fashioned way on your FM radio or, of course, online, you can also watch me do the show through live video. So if you're already a Facebook friend of mine, well, that's wonderful. If you're not, please do request my friendship. Let me know that you're a listener to the Adam the Computer Guy radio show. And you can find me by looking up Adam Lepp in Ohio or Adam the Computer Guy. And that would be me. To the two people watching me on video currently, Chris and Phyllis, thank you so much. I'm sorry I look absolutely horrendous. I have headphone hair. I look like I just woke up. But as you probably know, I'm not really a morning person, so that's okay. Either way, the dulcet tones are in full bloom, and we're ready to roll. Nice warm day here in Mid-Ohio. It's got to be 80 degrees already. It was about 90 yesterday. Very toasty. I'm not sure I'm ready for summer yet, but that kind of happens. I knew we'd be paying for the very mild and almost snow-free winter that we just had late last year and early this year, and that's kind of how it goes in Ohio. The weather is always a mixed bag and a surprise. Any questions, again, that you might have about your computer equipment, comments, suggestions, complaints, maybe a reaction to something that I've discussed on a previous show, I would just love to hear from you. Number here in the studio is 740-383-9944. Your telephone calls, your correspondences are always more than welcome. One thing about this station also is, just like Hillary, we have a private email server. And in fact, I'm the person who is in charge of keeping that private email server functioning. And unlike Hillary, we don't delete emails. We read every single one of them. Your emails, in fact, actually are very important and a great way to communicate with us here at the station. And you can send me an email at adam@wwgh1071.com. You can also email Scott, Terry, Sean, and Charlie, other people that work here at the station that you may be familiar with. Again, first name at WWGH1071.com. Either way, don't be afraid to call me. My brother in broadcasting, Nick CJ from Eastern Wales, may be joining me later on the show, talking about who knows what kind of tech topics, maybe some escapades or shenanigans, what have you, that he has experienced in his business as an IT person. And maybe we'll talk about a surprising topic, or maybe the latest in smartphones, what have you. However, next hour, we have an additional show, which, yes, stars yours truly. It's called Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam, where we do discuss computer topics, but we discuss almost anything else also. Take your telephone calls again, emails, Facebook messages, and Nick more than likely will be on that show during Nick's appearance next hour on the new and temporary show called Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam. Nick recently went to an Elton John concert in the UK, and that's kind of cool. But not only did he go to the concert, he had backstage passes. So he did hobnob with Elton John and some of his cronies. We'll more than likely be discussing that. How often do you talk to someone on the air who doesn't really know Elton John, but certainly has had the pleasure of meeting this very talented musician who's been a musical superstar for 45-plus years, and more than likely we'll be discussing that next hour. Again, watch me on live video. I'm also allowing the video to be watched through the radio station's Facebook page. Become a fan if you're not one already. WWGH 107.1 in Marion. Just look that up and voila, you will see our Facebook presence. Current time, it is approximately, well, what is the current time? Let's try to be exact about that. 9:18, 42 minutes before 10 in the a.m. Nice and warm out there, but that's kind of how things go here in Mid-Ohio in the middle of June. Thank you very much for listening. Always appreciate it. Again, you are tuned to the Adam the Computer Guy radio show, a twice-weekly feature here on The Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 FM, and again, broadcasting online by the power and magic of the internet, as I say, at WWGH1071.com. If you do like to listen through your mobile device, one of the great ways to do that is by using the free TuneIn app, which you can download by going to your App Store, Google Play Store, or whatever you want to call it. Look for TuneIn, download it. It shouldn't take more than half a minute to download and install. Look for WWGH 107.1. Make us a favorite, bookmark us, click the little heart thingy, and you can listen anytime by selecting the station. Just like you're listening in your car or your home, even if you're in New Zealand or Antarctica. I'm not sure we have any listeners in Antarctica, but if we do, well, that's wonderful. You can listen to the station. All you need is a smartphone, or at least a phone smart enough to run apps, and, of course, an internet connection. So, it is now summer break. All you students are enjoying the warm weather, maybe swimming, fishing, or just kicking your feet up and watching TV like I used to do during a lot of my summer breaks. And if you're more industrious and you'd like to get a job, yeah, yep, get a job. Well, that's always a good idea. We like work, we like money. You deserve a break today, so get up and get away to McDonald's. That was one of their former slogans. And if you'd like to work at McDonald's, well, I have some good news and some very interesting news for you. Last Monday, and that would have been yesterday, McDonald's said they plan to hire 250,000 crew members for the summer in the United States, which is great. To get the word out, they're going to use Snapchat. So a 2017 twist didn't have Snapchat back in the Stone Ages when I was on summer break, but in 2017, Snapchat is a way to do many things, but one of those things is to hire summer workers. Jez Langhorne, a human resources executive with McDonald's USA, said, "As we see the younger generations seeking out their first jobs, we want to make them aware of the great opportunities available at McDonald's. Starting today, the company will roll out a series of 10-second Snapchat ads that show McDonald's workers talking about why they like working there. Viewers can swipe up to go straight to the McDonald's careers website, where they can apply for jobs at local restaurants. Now, these McDonald's positions are temporary. They'll run from now until August, according to McDonald's spokeswoman Andrea Abate. The chain has targeted young people for summer work in the past, obviously. Last year, McDonald's said it expected to hire more than 130,000 people between the ages of 16 and 24 for summer jobs. Now, McDonald's did not comment as to how many seasonal workers they hired last year, but said this year with this Snapchat, I sometimes confuse these apps, with this Snapchat recruiting method, that number this year will be higher. McDonald's has 850,000 restaurant employees in the United States. Pretty good, huh? Each year, the number of 16 to 24-year-olds actively seeking work increases between April and July, when school lets out. Last July, there were 23.1 million people in the 16 to 24-year-old age group who are either working or actively looking for a job. So if you're looking for a summer job and you're in that 16 to 24-year-old age range, McDonald's is using Snapchat to help recruit you. Let me know what you think about that. Is that a new twist, new wrinkle on the former methods of recruiting workers? You can call me right here in the studio at 740-383-9944. That's the phone number here at the station. You are listening to the Adam the Computer Guy radio show, a twice-weekly feature here on The Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial and broadcasting online again over the internet at WWGH1071.com. Taking your telephone calls, I would just love to hear from you. Again, the phone number here in the studio, 740-383-9944. And you can also send me a message on my Facebook. If you're not already a Facebook friend of mine, look up Adam the Computer Guy or Adam Leppin Ohio. Or send me a message on our Facebook page. Become a fan if you're not one already. Look up WWGH 107.1 in Marion. Sometimes we like to take a look at medical devices that are high-tech, a lot more fancy than what I would experience when I went to the pediatrician or went to an adult doctor. The stethoscope has certainly been around a while, and not surprisingly, there have been a lot of, not just some, there have been a lot of technological advances and improvements, enhancements to what the stethoscopes can do and what they look like and how they monitor heartbeats and some other things. There's a company called Echo, spelled E-K-O. They're responsible for the Echo Core digital stethoscope. So not just the old-fashioned kind that you see doctors on ER or other TV shows use, or you've had used on yourself, obviously. There are digital stethoscopes, and again, Echo is the company that makes the well-renowned Echo Core. Well, they've got a new thing up their sleeve. They're releasing an interesting new device that provides electrocardiogram and other capabilities in a mobile package. Now, this Echo Duo, ironically, looks a little bit like one of those 1990s flip phones. Remember those? Well, it looks a little bit like that. but it has only three buttons on its body. When it's held against the chest, it provides both a EKG and some other capabilities to a standard stethoscope. So it actually can help monitor heart rate in a more robust way than the typical stethoscope. If it's used remotely by a patient, the heart and lung sounds, as well as the electrocardiogram chart, can be easily shared with their doctor via an accompanying app. So you can measure your heart and lung sounds and your ECG on your own and share it with your doctor. Now, these sounds and the electrocardiogram readings are recorded simultaneously and are shown synchronized together within the app. And the app is HIPAA compatible, so there are no privacy violations by sharing this over a network, which I think is pretty important. We don't want information to get into the wrong hands. The data can then be transferred into a hospital's electronic medical records to keep on file in case further review is needed. Now, if a clinician or a doctor or nurse practitioner uses this Echo Duo, it can work like a typical stethoscope. It has a 3.5 millimeter audio jack on the bottom that can accept headphones, external speakers, or a traditional stethoscope earpiece that comes along in the box. So some pretty cool stuff, medical technology, ways to make people's jobs and so many different fields function better, save money, save time, and keep everybody healthy at the best cost possible. This medical diagnoses and almost anything in the medical or pharmaceutical business, unfortunately, the prices tend to go up, so I'm thinking devices like this will keep things more economical. Again, let me know what you think. We'd love to hear from you. Phone lines are open. Give me a call. Don't be shy. I don't bite. 740-383-9944. We've talked about ride sharing, Uber and Lyft, a very economical alternative to taking a taxi, or also I think an excellent way of keeping people that shouldn't be driving, that is people that have been drinking too much, off the road. There's always a few rumblings going on with Uber and the other company in the mix, Lyft. Lyft announced a research partnership with self-driving car company Newtonomy. And that was actually done earlier this week. They're doing this in Boston, so it hasn't come to Marion or Columbus or Dayton or any of the nearby cities yet, but it's in Boston. Now, select Lyft customers in Boston will be able to order a self-driving ride in a Newtonomy vehicle sometime later this year. So you can get a ride with a driver or a ride with an autonomous car, a car driven by a computer. I'm not sure I'm ready for that yet, but it certainly sounds intriguing. Logan Green, Lyft's CEO, told reporters that the partnership's first stage would focus on understanding the self-driving experience for passengers. But they're planning for future stages that could lead to thousands of Newtonomy cars on Lyft's network. Lyft's CEO, again Logan Green, expects that autonomous vehicles will spur a very rapid growth of ride-sharing from currently 0.25% of vehicle miles traveled to over 80% within 20 years. Now, Lyft already has autonomous vehicle partnerships with GM and Waymo. Waymo is the self-driving car division of Google. But Newtonomy will have the honor of being the first to put autonomous vehicles on Lyft's network. And they're starting with Renault Zoes, which are small electric cars. Now, the version of the Lyft app will run on a console in this Renault Zoe, providing passengers with information about the trip. A test driver from Newtonomy will be present in the vehicles to monitor the car and take control if needed. The partnership provides Lyft and Newtonomy an expertise that each company lacks. Lyft isn't developing its own self-driving software. That technology is obviously very essential to the company's survival. Nutonomy is developing self-driving technology but lacks Lyft's direct relationship with millions of ride seekers. Nutonomy is already testing self-driving cars in Singapore. Their CEO, Carl Lagnema, is a longtime player in the world of autonomous vehicles. So, if you were to take a Lyft or an Uber and it was not driven by a person, what do you think? Personally, I'd be scared to, you know what, I'd rather have a human being at the wheel. I don't care if a driver is there to take over if necessary. I really don't want a computer driving a car. Maybe I'll change my mind, but I think at this point, cars need to be driven by a human being, and I'd like to know what you think. Again, give me a call. We'd love to hear from you. And the number here in the studio is 740-383-9944. My colleagues here at the station, Sean, Scott, and Terry, as you probably know, recently went to the Big Apple, to New York City. They interviewed legendary talk show host, political activist, Phil Donahue, in person. How about that? They traveled to Cape Cod to visit with longtime friend of the station, actress and voiceover person extraordinaire, Pat Carroll. Also spoke with legendary zoologist Jim Fowler. Some interesting conversation. We do play the interviews for you periodically. So when they were in New York City, I'm sure they took taxi cabs because pretty much everybody does. But now there's a new twist on that. We talked about Lyft and Uber. You'll now be able to pay less for a New York City yellow cab thanks to ride sharing now being in the mix. Curb and Via are two technology transit firms, and they have announced a new effort to roll out carpooling to taxicabs. Now, Lyft and Uber have been around a while, but traditional cabs, which cost more and really aren't quite as personal, you can hail them on the street, but in terms of ordering one, it's probably quicker to get a Lyft or an Uber, and again, the price is better, but anyway, traditional cabs have not had the infrastructure to offer this ride-sharing option until recently. Carpooling rates, again, this is with yellow cabs in New York City, will be discounted for passengers by as much as 40% of the metered fare. Now, Via, one of the two technology companies involved in this project, Via and Curb, Via is known for its flat-fee shared ride service in New York City, as well as Washington, D.C. and Chicago. It's kind of like a hybrid of a bus and Uber. Via will lend its expertise to another company in the mix, Curb, which is a cab hailing and payment app that was bought by Verifone 7 years ago. Via's dynamic routing technology calculates where to direct both passengers and drivers to maximize efficiency for shared rides. Instead of picking up passengers exactly where they are, the system tells passengers to walk up to, quote, virtual stops. And those are nearby corners where it makes most sense for drivers to make the pickup based on traffic and some other factors. Via's CEO, Daniel Ramote, said, "It saves the driver from needing to make unnecessary detours to pick you up. The minimal additional effort on the passenger's part contributes to the overall efficiency of the system." He said Via, which has raised more than $137 million to date, will help taxi drivers earn better wages as well as reduce the cost of taking a cab and move more people. Now, riders will get the discounted fare only if they are matched to a carpool. Via and Curb will each take a cut of the actual metered rate, and only if a carpool is matched. If the system can't match a rider with another passenger, the rider will pay the full metered rate. The pooling option can be accessed through both the curb and via apps. Riders can book up to 2 seats, and no more than 2 separate parties will be joined in a carpool at once. For now, it'll be available only for rides between 32nd and 110th Streets in Manhattan. But the system is expected to expand and be available in other parts of New York City soon. So, new ways to save money when you want to get around, and think it's a pretty good idea because taking cabs everywhere, like people tend to do in New York City, can get expensive, and this will make it easier, quicker, more efficient, and I think safer, and certainly will save a few dollars. Let me know what you think. I would love to hear from you. Again, we are taking your calls live in the studio. Don't be shy. I don't bite. My name is Adam Lepp, host of the twice weekly show here on The Talking Place, WWGH, and our phone number again in the studio is 740-383-9944. As I mentioned, coming up after this show at 10 o'clock, we have news and features, obituaries. We're the only local station that has obituaries several times a day, by the way. And I'm the person in charge of that, so you know it's got to be an important feature at the station. Weather, again, with, of course, our program manager, Scott. Teasers about past, present, and future shows. Messages from our very important sponsors, underwriters, and supporters. And like almost anything on this station, always a surprise or two. And then coming up after that, 10 a.m. top of the hour block of features. It is a new and temporary show, also starring yourself. Myself, yes, starring yours truly. That's what I wanted to say. It's called Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam, where we can discuss technology topics, but we pretty much discuss anything and everything. Even controversial topics are fine. So politics, religion, you name it, we can talk about it. Sports, Cavaliers, the Reds, that's fine. Whatever you want to talk about, give me a call between approximately 10:15 and 11, and we can discuss it. During that show, I will probably be joined by my brother in broadcasting from Eastern Wales in the United Kingdom, Nick CJ. Nick recently had backstage passes to an Elton John concert, and we will more than likely be discussing that during his appearance, which hopefully will take place next hour. Nick will not be joining me during this show, as he had some customers to attend to, but next hour, he has reserved the time, and we will be shooting the breeze and also taking your telephone calls. Don't want to miss it. Elton John will be one of the topics of discussion. We have been talking about ride sharing, Uber and Lyft being the two main companies, especially here in the Buckeye State. Of course, there have been a lot of political rumblings and some rivalry between those two companies. Yesterday, Lyft announced a $25 million investment from Jaguar Land Rover, which will work with Lyft to test new mobility services, such as what we talked about earlier, self-driving cars. It is the latest in a series of news events this year from ride-sharing company Lyft. They've expanded to 150 new cities, and ridership has increased rapidly. In the first 3 months of 2017, the number of Lyft rides, check this out, hit 70.4 million. So in 3 months, 70.4 million rides, and multiply that by four, since there are 4 3-month periods in the year, and you get a number close to the United States population, 282 million. So almost a one per capita ride rate with Lyft, and that's pretty impressive. Now, again, between January and March of this year, 70.4 million Lyft rides were taken. And that is a very large increase from last year, 240%, in fact. So, 2.5-fold increase. Pretty good. Lyft saw a 60% increase in passengers taking their first ride after this hashtag delete Uber trended earlier this year. So some political rumblings we talked about earlier this year, and people stopped using Uber and they were using Lyft instead. And that seems to have been very beneficial to Lyft. Also, we talked about the autonomous vehicles with General Motors, Waymo, which is Google's 3D which is Google's self-driving car division and this other company called Newtonomy. Now, unlike their rival Uber, Lyft has not sought to develop self-driving software independently. Instead, they have had partnerships with some of the strongest and most experienced players in the very competitive world of autonomous vehicles. According to Michael Ramsey, research director at Gartner, an expert in the field, he said when Lyft gets all three of these companies out there executing, they are going to have three different views on the technology, and they're going to have a really good insight into whose stuff works best. Adam Lepp here, the computer guy with my twice weekly radio show here on The Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial, and of course broadcasting online by the power and magic of the internet at WWGH1071.com. We mentioned my brother in broadcasting, Nick CJ from Eastern Wales, and I have some good news. He has finished his client interactions, and he will be joining me on this show within about 5 minutes or so. We will be discussing technology topics, maybe an update on the WannaTry ransomware that has been plaguing the world, but is actually more prevalent in his neck of the woods in Europe. He has had several customers bring laptops in to be serviced, and in many cases, he successfully removed this infection. So we'll be talking about that and a few other things. And again, next hour, we'll be talking about his hobnobbing with one of the biggest musicians in history, Elton John, fellow Englishman, of course. And we'll be discussing his going to the Elton John concert and getting backstage passes. So you don't want to miss that. Good stuff coming up here on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show. Still time to chime in. Number here in the studio is 740-383-9944. We've been discussing some news in the world of ride sharing, some medical technology to make the lives of doctors and nurses and, of course, patients easier, more efficient, and, of course, more economical. That's always a good thing. Love to hear from you. Send me an email, give me a call, or again, watch my live video on Facebook. If you're not already a friend of mine, I'd love to have you in my virtual friend list. Look up Adam Lepp in Ohio or Adam the Computer Guy. Current time here at the studio coming up to 16 minutes before 10, 9:44 in the AM on WWGH Radio. Community Calendar, the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 1117. We'll be having a breakfast every last Saturday of the month, so it's coming up soon, between 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Again, last Saturday of every month, a breakfast at the Vietnam Veterans of America, the local chapter, takes place at the VFW at 1614 Marysville Road. Of course, here in Marion, we have some big events that are coming up. And the big one that will be starting quite soon is, of course, the fair. The last day for senior fair entries is the 17th, which would be Saturday. The fair takes place between July 3rd and July 8th. At the fairgrounds, 220 East Fairground Street, not too far from the studio here on the east side of Marion. So don't want to miss that. Lots of good things coming up. Of course, we'll be having a presence of some kind at the fair. Not sure exactly what we'll be doing there, but you can be assured anything with WWGH has a surprise or two. And if yours truly, Adam, is involved, there will certainly be a wisecrack, as that's part of the way that we roll. Thank you very much for listening. You are tuned again to the Adam the Computer Guy radio show here on The Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial, and, of course, our website, WWGH1071.com. And it appears that my, I call him brother in broadcasting, is ready to join the show. Nick CJ, again, from Brecon in Eastern Wales, a man of much experience as an IT professional. He's been in business 40-plus years, even longer than I have. He frequently has little stories about hobnobbing with interesting people. And again, like me, not one to shy away from a wisecrack or an interesting anecdote of sorts. Let's see if I can get him on the line here and see what he has to say. You are attuned, of course, to the Adam the Computer Guy radio show on The Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 FM, and of course, WWGH 107.1.com. Nick, are you there?
I am here.
How is that for an introduction? 40-plus years as an IT professional in business, hobnobbing with interesting people, which we'll talk about next hour, and like myself, never one to shy away from a wisecrack or anecdote or two.
Very true. Sorry, I was in the middle of fiddling with an Apple Mac, and they're the most terrible things to fiddle with on the planet.
Yeah, I mean, nice thing about Apple, I mean, they are reliable, they're not as prone to infections, and they last longer, but when they break, they're more difficult. Kind of like a Mercedes or a fancy car, they're fine until something goes wrong.
Yeah, very true, and the other thing is that things just seem to happen on them. This one is the downloads folder, which used to reside on the customer's desktop. According to him, just went poof and disappeared. That's the only description he can give me. So I'm trying to find the directory and then put the shortcut on the desktop for him.
Well, that sounds like a fun and hopefully profitable experience.
I'm hoping so.
Now, next hour, Nick, when you'll have a little more time on the mid-morning coffee break with Adam, we'll be discussing anything and everything, even controversial topics like politics and religion and who knows whatever else. Of course, there was an election in the UK, which I'm sure we'll talk about, but on a... I guess, more entertaining note, you recently hobnobbed with one of the greatest musicians ever, Elton John, if I'm not mistaken.
I did, yes.
Did you meet Elton and shake his hand, or how close did you get to him when you had that backstage pass?
No, we had the backstage pass and a VIP pass, but he flew in and flew out. Sometimes he stays, sometimes he doesn't. About 2 years ago we met him. No, 5 years ago we met him when he did a concert in the Midlands. But this one, no, he flew in and flew out.
Okay, so we're not going to, we'll keep people in suspense. We'll talk more about that next hour. But, of course, our very own Scott Spears, he hobnobs with important people, Phil Donahue, Pat Carroll, and Dick Gregory, sometimes pops into Columbus, and we hang out with him like I did last year, but... not to be outdone, my very own occasional show co-host and, as I say, brother in broadcasting, Nick CJ from Eastern Wales in the UK. He recently had a chance to at least have a brush with the very great Elton John. And in the past, you've met him also. And, of course, we talked about you met Camilla also recently at the Hay Festival.
Yep.
So the big news story over the last few weeks, Nick, especially in Europe, has, of course, been the WannaCry malware, the ransomware. We talked about how you have successfully killed that infection on some computers. Any updates? Is that kind of dying down, or are people still bringing in laptops with the ransomware? And have you had any more luck killing it?
No, not had any more at all since then. It's just gone off the radar. But I did see a thing this morning about Bitcoin making a big collapse, apparently. And Bitcoin, of course, was the way that they used to get the ransoms, because they thought that Bitcoin was untraceable.
We talked earlier in the show, Nick, about Uber and Lyft and using autonomous vehicles. I imagine in Brecon they don't have Uber and Lyft. Where are the closest cities where ride sharing is popular? Here in Ohio, it's very, very popular.
It would be 60 miles away. 60 miles in Cardiff. That would be the nearest.
What do you think about the idea of hailing a self-driving vehicle when you want to get an Uber or a Lyft? Would you rather have a human at the wheel like me, or you not have a problem with a computer driving the car as long as a person is there to take over if necessary?
To be honest, I'd rather it was me at the wheel. I don't even trust my wife. So, yeah, no, I'm. I think I must be a control freak. I can't stand anybody driving me.
So, like me, you prefer to be the person at the steering wheel. Of course, that would be on the right side of the car where you are, and it's on the left side here in the States. So you don't like having another driver, let alone having a computer at the wheel. You prefer to do, and I'm kind of the same way. I like to do my own driving.
Yeah, and you said it wrong, Adam. It's on the right side here, and it's on the wrong side there, not
right,
the left. Right,
exactly. We left the steering wheel on the wrong side.
Yeah.
But you said, you know, you've been to Chicago and Boston. And we talked about this between you and me. I don't think we discussed it much on the air. But is it hard getting used to driving on the different side of the road when you go to a different country? It would just totally throw me. I mean, I got confused on one-way streets, let alone when a whole country drives on the left side.
Well, it used to, but I mean, I've been going to Spain every year, sometimes twice a year for the last 30 years. So, last 40 years. And so, no, I'm used to it, really.
So in Spain, they drive on the right side of the road?
They drive on the left side of the road, the wrong side of the road, the same as the Americans, yeah.
Okay. Well, that I didn't even know that. So do most Western European countries have the system where you guys do? Or is it like a minute you cross a border, you could be switching what side of the road you drive on?
Same as you, on the left side, in nearly every country apart from, I think, Japan and Australia.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Sometimes you go through these questions, and it's like something you didn't know, so you don't mind asking because it never occurred to you to find someone who might know and have an actual real-life perspective on it. We discussed that a little bit last week when we talked about some of the different British dialects, like we say somebody saying my jacket versus me jacket. You hear the me jacket on TV a lot, but the truth is most British people say my jacket, which I didn't even know until Nick and I talked about that last week. So there are some regional differences.
Definitely.
Now, next hour we'll be talking to, I guess, about Brexit and the recent election, which has certainly stirred some controversy. We'll talk about that too.
Yeah, if we have to, it's horrendous here. I upset so many people with my conservative views.
Any technology news? Any maybe some new smartphones or gadgets that are making their way into your neck of the woods that our listeners might want to hear about?
No, the only thing that I've seen to date is the Bitcoin thing, with the collapse of, or not collapse, but the fall in Bitcoin value, which it's always been on the up and up and up. And so that was quite shocking, really. And the fact that I always believed it was untraceable, as apparently did most criminals. So the Russians and everybody were using it as a hidden thing. But apparently there is a little bit like IP addresses. There is a register which lives in millions of computers all over the world. And that keeps a track of all Bitcoin transactions. Have you done any Bitcoin transactions, Adam?
Yeah, I've never actually used Bitcoin. No, I certainly have people that have talked about it, but I'm kind of traditional. I prefer to use Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, or good old greenbacks if I need to. Never actually, or you know, PayPal also a good way. But credit cards are great because they don't charge a lot with exchange rates if you are working with a foreign country, and they're pretty much taken everywhere. And the Bitcoin to me, I'm not overly a fan, but certainly it is important, and the political rumblings are something we need to talk about, obviously, as tech professionals.
Yeah, I find the concept of Bitcoin scary, a virtual currency. Even, you know, when you look at your credit card, as you're talking about, and PayPal and things like that, they are tied, as is a currency, which is only a promissory note after all. But it does seem to come from somewhere, whereas a Bitcoin sort of living in a virtual space invented by a Japanese guy with an algorithm, scary for me.
We talked about on the show earlier, Nick, that McDonald's is using Snapchat, which of course is very popular among young people, to recruit employees for the summer between the ages of 16 and 24. And any thoughts on that idea?
No, I don't think they're doing that in the UK. That must be just something they're doing over there.
Yeah, it's a new concept here in the United States, figuring that young people use Snapchat, and it's known as being somewhat anonymous. The chat disappears, or at least that they claim it does. You know, you never quite know. And then there's a link to the HR website for McDonald's if you do choose to apply. So some new wrinkles on the way that people apply for summer jobs in 2017, finding a way to use technology. And obviously a summer job is a pretty good thing.
As long as they can keep focused when they're actually preparing your burger and they're not standing there like we all do nowadays, sort of fiddling with our phone when we should be doing what we're supposed to be doing, like having a conversation.
It would seem that customer service has gone the way of the hula hoop in some businesses, and kids so anxious for a summer job to earn money and get life experience, they're more interested in pictures of their friend's cat on Facebook or what have you, and it is kind of a shame. And sometimes they think maybe just take the phone and just throw it in the ocean and have good old-fashioned conversation like we did back when you or I were kids.
Yep, running down the road with our hoop and stick.
That would seem to be the case. Well, Nick, about 3 minutes left here to the Adam the Computer Guy radio show. And I know you're kind of busy out there, and I guess that's a good thing. Making money and helping customers is something we all enjoy doing. But you'll be back next hour in about 15 minutes following our top of the hour features to talk about your slight hobnobbing with the great Elton John, Sir Elton John, and discussing the Brexit and maybe some changes there with the recent election. That was a bit disappointing.
Okay, Doug. I've got a customer here now, so
okay,
I'm going
to... No problem. Okay, yeah. We'll talk to you again in 15 minutes, Nick. Thank you very much for joining us here on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show. Again, a twice-weekly feature here on The Talking Place, WWGH. Adam Lepp here with the Tuesday edition. And, of course, we always have a surprise. My frequent co-host and commentator from the UK, Nick, who was with us for the last 10 minutes or so, back next hour with interesting conversation about his being a VIP at a Sir Elton John concert, as well as about the British election, Brexit, and who knows what else. We are taking your telephone calls, 740-383-9944. Still time to chime in. Would love to hear from you. Coming up after my second show, again, which starts in about 15 minutes, we call it Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam. We have top of the hour news and features like we do every hour. And then it is the lovely Linda Sims. And she discusses many topics that are current, trendy, and important here in Mid-Ohio. Takes your telephone call. She often has a special in-studio or over-the-phone guest. And that runs till 12. And then, drum roll please, after the 12 p.m. features, it is Now with Scott Spears, of course. It isn't on now, it's on right after the noon features. And one thing about Scott, he is also known for having celebrity guests, people he talks to over the phone. For example, the great talk show host Dick Cavett, he's on from time to time, as is one of my favorite actresses, Marla Gibbs, star of The Jeffersons and 227. Another favorite actor of mine, Robert Guillaume from Benson and Soap, was on last year. Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett from The Facts of Life and Different Strokes, she was on last year. Political commentator Eleanor Clift, she's on often. Native Ohioan, also a great commentator and show host of his own. Hugh Downs, a regular guest. Who knows who Scott will be having on today, but you do want to stay tuned and find out. That all starts at approximately 15 minutes after noon today and every Tuesday on The Talking Place. Taking a break now for top of the hour news and features. Thank you for listening. Back next hour with the Coffee Break Show. AdamTheComputerGuy.com.